Welcome to the Talking People podcast, poems. Today I'm going to record an amazing poem by Ella Wheeler Cox from the United States. She was born in 1850 and she died in 1919, which is actually a year when some of my very favorite women writers were born. And this poem is very special. I was very surprised when I read it because she poses the question of animal rights, of other animals' rights. It was a lovely sister in the animal movement, Eva, who sent me the poem because they asked me if I could translate it into Spanish. And I wrote a translation years ago, and this year, in 2023, I have revised the translation and improved it. And now I'm preparing with this poem and my translation and other activities a wonderful book that I hope to publish next April called Sisters, Workshops with Poems for Lifelong Learners of English. So, here is this 100-verse-long poem. The Voice of the Voiceless. I am the voice of the voiceless. Through me the dumb shall speak, till the deaf world's ear be made to hear the cry of the wordless weak. From street, from cage, and from kennel, from jungle and stall, the wail of my tortured kin proclaims the sin of the mighty against the frail. I am a ray from the center, and I will feed God's spark till a great light glows in the night and shows the dark deeds done in the dark. And full on the thoughtless sleeper shall flash its glaring flame, till he wakens to see what crimes may be cloaked under an honored name. The same force formed the sparrow that fashioned man the king. The god of the whole gave a spark of soul to furred and to feathered thing. And I am my brother's keeper, and I will fight this fight, and speak the word for beast and bird till the world shall set things right. Let no voice cavil at science, the strong torch-bearer of God, for brave are his deeds, though dying creeds must fall where his feet have trod. But he who would trample kindness and mercy into dust, he has missed the trail and his quest will fail. He is not the guide to trust. For love is the true religion, and love is the law sublime. And all that is wrought where love is not will die at the touch of time. And science, the great revealer, must flame his torch at the source and keep it bright with that holy light, or his feet shall fail on the course. Oh, never a brute in the forest, and never a snake in the fen, or ravening bird starvation stirred, has hunted its prey like men. For hunger and fear and passion alone drive beasts to slay. But wonderful man, the crown of the plan, tortures and kills for play. He goes well fed from his table. He kisses his child and wife. Then he hunts a wood till he orphans a brood or robs a deer of its life. He aims at a speck in the azure, winged love that has flown at a call. It reels down to die, and he lets it lie. His pleasure was seeing it fall. And one there was, weary of laurels, of burdens and troubles of state, So the jungle he sought with his beautiful thought of shooting a she-lion's mate. And one came down from the pulpit in the pride of a duty done, and his cloth sufficed as his emblem of Christ while murder smoked out of his gun. One strays from the haunts of fashion with an indolent, unused brain, but his sluggish heart feels a sudden start in the purpose of giving pain. And the fluttering flock of pigeons, as the rise and eager wings from prison to death bring a catch in his breath, oh, the rapture of killing things! Now this is the race as we find it, where love in the creed spells hate, and where bird and beast meet a foe in the priest and in rulers of fashion and state. But up to the kingdom of thinkers has risen the cry of our kin, and the weapons of thought are burnished and broad to clash with the bludgeons of sin. For our Christ of a million churches, come near to the earth again. Be more than a name, be a living flame, make good in the hearts of men. Shine full on the path of science and show it the heights above, where vast truths lie for the searching eye that shall follow the torch of love. So that's the poem. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.